watching me. Hey, what's up? We're back.
Howdy.
Jaggy is drunk.
No.
He's still drunk, and he has to be at work in like 3 hours.
I don't want to talk about this.
Now wait, what time did you go to bed last night?
11:30 at midnight.
And you're this drunk still.
Yeah.
Almost 12 hours later.
I know, it's pretty sad, isn't it?
It's funny.
I started drinking at like
11 the night before?
No. I think I started drinking around 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, all right. How much did you drink?
Well, we went to this nice German pub. Okay. It's called the German Sausage House. It's delicious food. And
that sounds gay. Really gay.
Yeah, actually. I know. But there's a hot bartender there. Anyway, yeah, we started there. Then we went to Hooters, which, by the way, why do Hooters girls have no Hooters?
I don't go to Hooters. I don't like their food. It's disgusting.
Their fucking bread and wings are pretty good.
I don't know. Oh, anyway, by the way, before we get going here, I want to say we have our first live studio audience.
Woo!
Shaggy's brother, Earl. Earl, say hi to the people.
Hey!
See? He's kind of back there,
yeah,
so I don't know.
Back here, but...
Maybe you didn't hear him, but anyway. So, what's been up, man? We haven't seen each other about 2 weeks.
I know! Since the Coheed concert.
What's been up?
Not a whole lot, actually.
Alright.
I don't have too much to bitch about today. I'm kind of angry with myself.
You had 2 weeks to repair and you come up with nothing.
Yeah.
This might be the worst podcast ever.
That's what you said about our last podcast.
And apparently everyone liked that one because we bitched constantly.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, actually. I was kind of listening to it.
I listened to it, too. It was pretty good.
It's good shit. It's funny.
It was funny. But, all right, I'll start off. I have something that's been bugging me, actually, for probably about 3-4 months. And never really said anything because I thought it would fade out. And apparently it hasn't because... these things have made a huge following, and people are just seeming to buy them constantly. And what I'm talking about, I'm not going to say the name of it. I'm going to ask that you don't say the name of it so we don't get sued. But I'm talking about it's a blanket with sleeves on it.
Oh! Somebody called it the reverse robe.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's exactly what it is.
Which could be good for what? Getting fucked in the ass? Maybe? All right, anyway. So, the commercial for this thing starts out with possibly the most retarded person, the most retarded woman ever. And she is sitting there. Her phone rings or something, and she flings her blanket that she has on 5 feet and grabs the phone. And then she's just completely frustrated because apparently she has no heat in her house. And
apparently
she lives
in the olden days.
Yeah.
I live in a cave.
Yeah.
I need a reverse robe to keep me warm.
But anyway, the commercial goes on, and at one point in the commercial, which I find this to be the funniest part, there is a family of three at a baseball or football game or something wearing these, and they look completely out of place. They look like cultists. I'm pretty sure as soon as they left the baseball game, they went and sacrificed a cow.
We're sorry for watching baseball.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I cannot believe that these things are selling and at the rate they are. And on another note, all infomercials or commercials like that, they get the most retarded people in there.
Have you seen the ShamWow guy?
Oh, that guy's...
Dude, that guy is nuts.
That guy's weird looking.
He's crazy. He fucking looks like a...
Goblin?
Yeah! I didn't know where to go with that, but yeah, Goblin is good!
He is a crazy looking son of a bitch. But I'm just saying the people in the commercials, like, me and my dad were talking about it yesterday. Like, they'll be like, oh, do you have trouble chopping onions? And they'll be sitting there trying to chop
a fucking onion.
That's
the ShamWow guy.
Is it him too?
Yeah. He chops, why? You don't like to cry when you're chopping your onions, do you? No, check this out! What the hell?
Oh, good times. Those fucking idiots. All right, so what do you have anything? You have to have something.
Well, I got serious shit that I fucking didn't research at all, so,
So, you're fired. You need to go sit back there, Earl. We're going to bring you up here. I'm sure Earl has something to bitch about.
Earl, do you have anything to bitch about?
No, I don't have anything.
Oh, my God, you're killing me.
All right, I want to bitch about how Hooters girls no longer have Hooters.
I don't think they ever had Hooters.
It's called Hooters. No, I remember back in the day I went to a Hooters.
But where maybe you were little and they looked bigger.
Why do you gotta deflate me, man?
I'm not deflating you. I'm just explaining to you why maybe The Hooters look bigger.
I don't like you anymore. What the hell? No, seriously. It's called Hooters for a reason, right?
Because there's an owl for the logo.
All right, moving on.
Wait. Are you telling me that the owl is really just a cover-up for boobs? Is that what you're telling me here?
It's been a conspiracy for years.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember when a man tried to get hired at Hooters?
No, I probably just... In one ear and out the other with that.
That was pretty funny. That was a good time.
That sounds like something you would do.
Try to get hired at Hooters?
Yeah, and then you would sue him for sexual harassment.
I'd be the one sexually harassing the girls, though.
Oh, God.
That'd be the problem.
They would probably like it.
By the way, I want to bitch about my job. We've hired... I know that you used to work there, and there used to just be lesbians and kind of scary-looking women. But, we actually hired some decent-looking vagina.
Okay.
And, these decent-looking vaginas, we have a... we have a uniform policy now.
Okay.
I know it's hard to believe, but they do not... Our supervisors do not enforce it. So these chicks...
You are so drunk right now. You are so drunk.
How the fuck am I gonna go to work? But anyway, there's this one chick with large boobs. She should be a Hooters chick, actually. But she always unbuttons her top two buttons. And then she's like, stop looking at my tits! Well, what the fuck? Over. What the fuck? Don't unbutton your fucking shirt. We got a uniform policy for a goddamn reason. And then there's this other chick who always gets changed before her fucking out time. Now you, me, and even our audience fucking knows that if I got changed before my fucking out time, I'd get fucking written up and thrown out of work.
And you have a flight too then.
They fucking give me a flight. But her, she can get changed, put on her fucking spandex pants, and fucking walk around strutting her shit.
Well, now, wait, we used to do that sometimes. If we were going out or something, like New Year's Eve,
yeah,
we would change and then go, but there's no flights.
Yeah.
There'd be no flights after that.
Oh, she even rolls up her shirt and fucking ties in a little fucking knot. And then she's like, look at me, boys. Yeah. And then, of course, all the fucking guys, because as soon as a decent looking piece of ass comes around that place, oh, I'll run your flight for you, sweetheart. No worries. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? She's not gonna fuck you. What are you thinking?
Alright. So that brought back memories of working at the airport.
Thank you, Tony, for that one.
Tony?
Tony's the one that bitched about that.
If you're listening to this, Tony, fuck you. not the Tony I work with, the Tony that Shaggy works with.
Clevenger.
Yeah, fuck you. Yeah, and we used your last name, so fuck you anyway. Alright. I do have something to bitch about, and it's not going to be as funny because there's nothing really to relate to it, but people are so stupid at my work that I'll go there, I work for the cable company, so I'll go out and do something, and it'll be, say, their TV that's messed up. Now, this blows their fucking mind completely out of the water, and I'll be like, oh yeah, it's your TV. First thing they say, oh, well, it's been working this whole time. And to me, that doesn't make any sense because they're fucking just idiots. And it's like, look, your fucking TV's broken. It's been working for 20 years. Obviously, it's not going to work forever. So, I don't know.
You are the cable guy.
Exactly. And then they don't believe me. I leave. They call someone else out. I get in trouble. Just old people are stupid as fuck.
Old people?
Old people.
All old people are stupid as fuck.
I will say 83% of old people.
Percentages out there.
Just throwing it out there.
Every fucking podcast.
Just throwing it out
there. You throw out a percentage.
At 100% podcast, I throw out percentages.
If you give 100%, 90% of the time, you're not going to win.
Speaking of old people, I was at this house this week, and this lady was so... I don't know if it was controlling or just crazy. Like, I kind of felt bad for her, but I think her husband wanted to kill her.
Really?
Yeah, like, he was rolling his eyes at her and, like, turning away.
The love was lost.
I don't know if it was he was just getting frustrated. I just burped. Told the Shaggy.
You told me not to burp this
time. Hey, at least I didn't go like... But, yeah, I don't know if he wanted to kill her or if he was just frustrated because she was losing her mind or what. And she kept telling me inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring?
And then she would ask me the same fucking question that she asked four
times. Inquiring minds, would that be her husband?
No, that was her. She was talking about herself.
Why didn't she just say, I want to know, instead of inquiring mine?
I don't know.
Does she have three different personalities?
She was trying to be cute, I guess. But, man, I sold her a bunch of shit she could go buy. No. I sold her a bunch of shit she could go buy at Best Buy. She's asking everything. I'm like, Best Buy money.
Oh.
I don't work for Best Buy.
Hold on. That's another thing. Is our fucking economy is fucked, dude.
It sucks.
And did you hear about our government writing a $1 trillion check to cover our debt?
That doesn't surprise me.
What the hell is going on?
Well, I'm
going
to say...
This is a natural process we're running here.
I'm going to say that you can't judge... You're not going to be able to judge anything until it's completely over and done with. So that I'm just throwing that out there. So you can't be like, oh, it's horrible.
I'm not going to say...
It could turn around. You don't know.
But this is a natural process we're running. You look at all the previous, like, everything goes up and down. It's a part of life. So why is there a government trying to stop it? Just let it run its course. I mean, yeah, people are going to lose their jobs and shit. It's going to suck. It's going to suck for a lot of people.
That's another burp.
God damn it, Alan. Anyway, it's going to suck for a lot of people, but just let it run its course.
Well, if people aren't so stupid and spending money constantly... You know, and just on stupid shit.
Well, our government thinks that by us spending money, we're going to stimulate the economy.
In a way, you do, but it's just that everybody's too scared to spend money right now.
Wouldn't you? I'm scared to lose my fucking job.
I'm scared to spend money. I don't want to spend.
I gotta save it because I don't know when I'm gonna get laid off.
I gotta file
especially
bankruptcy.
Especially for this podcast.
Yeah, I might have to lay you off. You're not getting paid at all, but might have to fire you. And speaking of which, you never even say anything. The office looks completely different. You said nothing about it.
I like the Dino, Alabama thing.
That no, not even that. The whole freaking office is rearranged.
By the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
F them.
F the Broncos?
Yeah.
F the,
no!
F the owner.
F Josh McDaniels.
No, and the owner for being a bitch.
What's he being a bitch about? Because
he doesn't want to look stupid by saying that, by stepping in and correcting his coach. So he doesn't want to swallow his pride. And tell Josh McDaniels to stop being an idiot.
Maybe
that's
he should swallow Cutler's dick and...
I know. You know what? There's two ways this is going to end. They're going to trade him and not get his worth. Another team's going to get better for it.
The Jets.
No, I didn't think they'll trade him in the AFC. But, no. Or they're going to throw like a six-year freaking $60 million extension at him. And he's going to be like, okay, let's play.
Just fire Josh McDaniels. That's all I got to say about
it. The thing is... If this happens and they suck, Josh McDaniels is going to get fired. So it's his job to lose.
Thank God.
All right, so thank God. I don't like all the Patriots on there, though. It's just too much. Jabbar Gaffney's fucking... He's annoying the shit out of me. Sticking up for McDaniels. You didn't see any of that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I was like, shut the fuck up. I was getting pissed. I want him to cut.
Oh, it's just Josh McDaniels. He's like, oh, I'm going to bring all my Patriots over.
That's what's annoying. It's just like the fucking...
And same thing with Pollard. He brought all the Patriots over to the fucking Chiefs. Next thing we know, Brady's going to be traded.
I know. It's going to be the freaking... It's no longer the AFC West. It's the AFC Patriots. Now the freaking team is the New England Philadelphia Broncos.
A follow-up story. Did you hear the Octomom's 911 call?
Yeah, dude, that
Earl told me about
she's
that.
She's crazy.
She is fucking nuts.
She's crazy.
Where's my baby? Oh, I don't know. I'm going to kill myself. You shouldn't say that in front of your fucking kids.
I understand why she said it and how she meant it. What she was saying.
You do?
Yeah.
How?
She was
please
saying.
Please enlighten me.
What the hell was that? That sounds like my freaking 3-month-old's burps. All right, it's basically what
you, man.
The reason she said that she was going to kill herself is because she was basically, she was stressed out.
Distraught.
She was distraught saying, oh, I'm going to kill myself if something happens to him. She should not have said that in front of her.
She shouldn't have.
But so, did you see, we just saw, I think, last night, footage of her, she took two of the babies home, and the paparazzi and everything was just... completely swarmed around her car. Like, insanely. If I was her, I'd be fucking running those assholes over. Hey, you gonna stand in front of my car?
I'm gonna run you over.
Fuck the right-of-way.
Why is she getting all this media attention anyway?
Because people buy the magazines. Dr. Phil puts her on. It's just...
Dr. Phil put her on?
She was on Dr. Phil for like 2 weeks. And I was... Wait, hang on. I thought... I was like, yeah, Dr. Phil's gonna fucking rip her a new asshole. And he's like, oh, honey. I'm fucking bald and fat. And I'm an idiot. But...
I banged Oprah at one point.
No, he did not bang Oprah.
Yes, he did. No, he fucked that bang. Fucking... What was it called? In South Park?
That's South Park. That's not real.
I know, but he didn't even bang her in South Park. It was called like her... Her munchies or something?
But no, like, I thought he was gonna tear her up and be like, oh yeah, you're a fucking crazy bitch. And he was like, oh, so just tell me, you understand, you know, blah, blah, blah. It was fucking.
How do you understand having 8 kids, Dr. Phil? You're a fucking doctor.
He's not a real doctor.
He isn't?
No!
Jesus Christ, what am I living in?
Dr. Drew is a real doctor.
Dr. Drew
Phil,
is awesome.
Dr. Phil.
Love Lines, we'll be right back.
A fake doctor. This is not Love Line.
It should be, though.
This would be fucking Burp Line. Shit. Yeah, Dr. Phil is not a real doctor.
I had no idea.
I'm going to change my name to Dr. Al. Fuck.
Dr. Al, this doesn't sound as... Dr. Phil, Dr. Al. No, maybe, it's not as good.
You could be Dr. Shag.
Dr. Shag too, though.
Maybe we should have our good friend Dr. Earl in.
Dr. Earl, what do you have to say about this?
What do you have to say, Dr. Earl?
I have nothing to say on this case.
What would you say to the octuplet mom?
I would say that she's a total bitch.
All right.
Thank you.
Would you say that in front of her kids?
Probably not. If we are being sued.
Or they outnumber you.
By the way!
They might kick your ass.
Yeah,
why are we suddenly scared to say what we think?
What are you suddenly? What are you talking about?
Yeah, okay, suddenly not. No,
fail. Topic fail. No, I'm just kidding. Go on.
No, you ruined my mojo, man.
Keep going. I'm just kidding. all right, keep going.
No, like seriously, we fucking can't say what we think anymore.
It's been that way for like fucking.
You have to be politically correct.
It's been that way for like 15 years.
I was born. Shit.
You were born more than 15 years ago.
Yeah, you're right.
You better be if you're this drunk on a Sunday morning.
Fuck off, dude. I can't go into work. Why do you keep bringing that up?
If he, I'm going to have this up tonight. Shaggy's bosses, listen to this. He is drunk. Drug
testing. I can't afford to lose my job or a downturn economy.
They're gonna see you and they're gonna know you're drunk.
No, they won't.
Earl's gonna have to punch you in. You're gonna have to go sit upstairs, get a coffee. Or, I don't know, you better fucking...
A ZJ?
What's a ZJ?
Really?
Wait. What's a ZJ? I heard this.
You heard it on fucking...
Beer Fest.
Yeah. You don't know what a ZJ is?
I remember now. I kind of remember. I can't remember completely. I'm going to watch Beer Fest as soon as we get done.
Do you know what a steaming hound is?
No, I don't. I don't want to know. I'm pretty sure nobody wants to
steaming
know.
Steaming hound is good shit. Try it, everybody.
What, you Google it or what?
No, Urban Dictionary.
Oh my god.
I'm supporting companies now and I'm not even getting paid. What the fuck?
In fact, they are going to charge you and sue the shit out of you. So.
It's not going to be us though because it's a joint podcast. It's like the Democrats and Republicans are joined at the hip. So like we're joined at the hip now.
We don't fight. Are we going to fight?
We can have some fist sounds right
here. Hey, you don't have anything else to bitch about?
What was I gonna bitch about?
You said your mom. Now Earl's in here. Go ahead, Earl, beat his ass.
I wasn't really gonna bitch about
it. I knew it. I knew you had nothing. Oh, God. Earl's kicking ass. Alright, so I guess we're done then, pretty much,
really?
Right? Yeah, we got a few minutes out of this.
I'm kind of disappointed in myself.
All right, well, look, you better fucking bring it next time, all right?
Bring it?
Bring it on.
Bring it on.
Oh, yeah, those movies are fucking stupid. What that? We were watching, we put in a DVD the other day of, I can't remember, but it had a preview of, like, Bring It On 37. And it looked like the dumbest movie ever made.
Like, Fast and the Furious is making a comeback now.
What? That looks stupid.
The original crew.
Who cares? Who cares?
The original crew. Who cares?
It was tired after the first one.
I know. And then they brought Ludacris on to like make it better. But Luda. And the Cook Supreme. Yes, and he went driving and touched a preem in that car in that movie.
But dude, you're spitting all over my mouse over here.
Let me dry it off for you.
Don't click.
I didn't click.
All right.
Click.
All right.
Take a pick.
I think we're done.
Dora the Explorer. I love that show.
That show. I like when kids yell at the TV because that shit is hilarious. And that's something my dad never grew out of. He still yells at the TV.
I still yell at the TV during sporting events. So do you!
Yeah, during sporting events. He'll sit there and watch, like, the news or something, and he'll be like, "Hey, man, shut up!" And start yelling at the TV. I'm like, can they hear you? No. Then why are you yelling at TV? But then, no,
I was told that I should stop clapping while I'm watching sporting events at home.
Why? That's good. I always do that.
Yeah, well.
Who told you that? A girl?
Yes.
Who?
Crazy.
Crazy? Oh, fuck Crazy. Hear that, Crazy?
Fuck you too!
Does she listen to this?
No, not
Does
at all.
Does anyone listen to this?
She doesn't even like me anymore.
Why? Who's Crazy?
I'll tell you after the show.
Oh, alright.
But he knows who I'm talking about.
Who knows?
Not you, but oh. He.
He? Who's he?
Schlegel.
Oh, gotcha.
Hi, Schlegel, sorry.
Hey, yeah, you listen to this. Alright, anyway. Oh, but it doesn't end there. My dad doesn't just yell at the TV. He now plays online poker constantly. And he yells at his computer.
He plays online poker?
Yeah.
When did this happen?
He's been playing online poker.
Dude, a lot of people have played.
Yeah, but why does he yell at his computer?
Because he gets a shitty hand?
Constantly. If I ever go over there during the day, he's like, "Oh, you cocksucker motherfuckers!" Like, pissed off. So I'm going to make a... Well, I already made it. I just can't find him on there. I made a thing. I'm going to go on there and start fucking with him. If you listen to his dad, I'm just making that up for ratings.
We don't get ratings.
Yeah. First, no.
By the way,
we get ratings on iTunes.
Have we gotten any emails or feedback?
No.
What the
besides
fuck?
Besides mine.
Yeah, Earl's.
Earl's my brother, so of course he's.
What? Well,
he's
your
guaranteed
brother.
The email.
I know he's your brother, but why does email say take Shaggy off the show?
Yeah, why?
Because I suck, America.
I'm just kidding. All right, we're done. We're done. Shaggy, it's been fun.
It's been real.
It's Earl?
Yeah, it's been great, hey.
All right.
We'll
first
do it again.
To the audience. Would you recommend anyone sitting in on us ever again?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Earl again?
I was totally expecting a no on that. But, all right. All right. Till next time, everyone. Goodbye.
Have a great fucking week. Yeah.
What if it's 2 weeks? What if it's a month?
I'm not going to go another 2 weeks without podcasting.
I'm from Vegas.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
We're not really going to do it live in Vegas.
Why not?
I don't know. We could, but I'm not taking...
We could?
Then I could take a computer there.
Fuck that. We're not taking the computer. We'll just go to, like, an internet cafe, because you know they got it in Vegas.
Yeah, and we're just going to sit there and be like, "Ah, fucking shit and cocking balls. Give me a latte." I don't think so. All right. Goodbye, everyone.
A latte, sir?
Yes,
really?
I would take a latte. Go fuck yourself. Goodbye.
Fucking a week.